So I've made a number of videos now talking about herpes. But this last one, the one where I chose to be vulnerable and tell my story, that's the one that got the most negative attention. And I saw the most vicious, obnoxious, misogynistic bullshit I've seen on my page. And I can't see all of your faces, but what I can glean from the few that do have their faces on there, the majority of you are old white men. Likely old white men that could only dream of having a chance with me. So all you stupid, old, entitled fucks out there that really, really want to attack me, nobody cares anymore about what you have to say. Nobody. We just don't care. And by we, I mean women. That's gotta hurt. That's gotta hurt more than herpes. And I should know because I have herpes, but I don't go around attacking people that are just trying to spread awareness. It takes a really special kind of person to do that. But like, not special in a good way. So yeah, sorry you're not special anymore like you once thought you were. You know, what's funny is that some of you fuckers even follow me. So you sit there on your phone waiting for me to post another video so you can attack me again. Like, how messed up do you have to be that kind of person? And why are we attacking me? Because I caught a virus? And I realized it's not the end of the world, and I just want to tell other people that, and like, you can't handle it. You guys are fucking mentally ill. You need help. Seriously. Go get some help.
Man, these 304s are hilarious. Nobody wants your 304 herpified coochie that's leaking expired ranch sauce and expired blue cheese from it. And you want to be mad at a man because he doesn't want to deal with you and risk getting an STD? Man, you gotta be off that Whitney. This woman has taken more loads than a local laundromat washing machine. But she wants you to wipe her up when she has herpes. Man, you can't be serious.